You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Sharon Shrieky and Coach Stephanie Wood. And we're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network with our body confidence tidbits and our body confidence way of being and our body confidence, knowing how to use your body to better equip you within any areas of your life. So that, with that said, Sharon Shrieky, I know I said that really fast, but what's going on with you today?
Well, lots of great stuff. You know, I actually just moved, so life is definitely exciting. And coaching throughout, I just, you know, with every coaching experience, I grow myself. And so I love coaching, and I love this opportunity that I have with you to, you know, put it out there and get everybody to realize what it is, what it's all about, and how it helps. I'm looking forward to our time together here. And I just, I thought I'd put it out there that if anybody, you know, has any questions or anything, they should contact us, email us, either Stephanie or myself. If anybody would like to get in touch with me, they can contact me at SharonShrieky@gmail.com. And that's SharonShrieky@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you all. And how about you, Steph? Tell us.
Okay, you can find me at my website, body, B-O-D-Y, awe, like an awesome, awe.com. You can see my body knowledge system playbook, and you can download that digitally. I can't say that word anymore, digitally. Or buy it through AmazonPrime.com. And you can get some free ebooks. And we also encourage you, as you listen to our podcast, our radio show, send in by email, if you will, challenges that you may have, because as coaches, we love challenges because we nip it in the bud really quickly. And if you see yourself in one of our shows, just email us. So with that said, Sharon, I shared with you earlier in the day this wonderful woman said, I really struggle with I really struggle with comparing myself to others. So when you heard that, what came up for you?
So, well, when I heard that, I understood that, you know, it's a common thing. You know, how do we learn? We learn by seeing other people. That's from when we're little. We look to see what's acceptable by what everybody around us is doing. And so I really heard that message that she, you know, that question profoundly. I know that me and you do this podcast, you know, what do they call that? We do, what do you call it? Role playing. And I thought that maybe we would role play this a little bit so that we can, you know, get our listeners out there to understand how that is and how coaching helps with these kinds of issues of, you know, comparing ourselves to other people and, you know, organize that idea that we always had of being acceptable, you know, based on what other people do.
So, would you like to be the client or would you like to be the coach? You choose.
I will, I could whatever. The last time I think I was coached first. How about I coach you first, and okay. then you coach me? Okay. So let's just set up the scenario. You'll be Jane, I guess, that's coming and saying, you know, she's comparing. You feel like you're comparing yourself to, you know, I guess you're comparing yourself to other people. And so you feel like that might not be right. So let's start.
Okay.
Okay, Jane. So I hear you, you know, you wrote this letter in and you said that you feel like you compare yourself and that bothers you. Does that bother you? How do you feel about that?
Well, it's kind of draining and exhausting, so I would like to really create a different kind of behavior that would benefit me during the day.
So, you know, when I heard this situation that you're having and how you're feeling about yourself, it got me to think of how do we start to now, you know, feel secure in ourselves. And I think the best way to feel secure is to really understand who we are. And so I'd like to play this game with you today, if it's okay, who you are and what you're bringing to the table so that you can understand, you know, what exactly who you are so that you know how you will present yourself to the world. And you'll feel confident in that. And so I'd like to know, what is it that you and who are you and what, you know, but let's start with that.
Can you just ask one question at a time because I'm
yes.
getting dizzy.
Okay. So who are you? Like who, what do you present? What kind of a person are you?
Can you just ask one question because I'm getting dizzy.
All right. I'm sorry. So tell me. What kind of a person are you when it comes to your business? Let's say we're talking about business.
I'm confident. I'm secure. I love having a team around me that we all agree to disagree, and it's very enjoyable.
So when you find yourself looking at other people and comparing yourself, what area is that?
I think more socially.
Oh, okay. All right. So tell me in what area, like where do you find yourself comparing to other people socially?
If I go to a party, that's a social event.
Is it in the realm of what you look like or your personality or what area?
It's just comparing people talk about themselves and their accomplishments and all that kind of stuff.
So you find yourself comparing your accomplishments to other people's.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So in the area, so when I hear that, I'm curious about what areas of accomplishment makes you feel less accomplished, whereas you have to feel like you need to compare. What area? Is it money? Is it job? Is, you know, what area?
I think it's more around it's just the attitude that really gets me. You know, it's like, I've done this and I've done that, la, 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 la. And it's like, I have to, like, say now what I've done. And maybe I haven't done anything during the week or I haven't thought about it. It's this ego-oriented, I've done this, I've done that. And that's where I'm starting to compare myself.
Oh. So, because you could, I hope I'm not driving crazy. I just want to ask you, there's a few words that are coming into my mind when we feel this kind of need to compare ourselves when we're put in the situation. What words are popping up for you? Like, as far as the how you personally feel when someone is saying, well, I did this and I have that and I'm going here. What words are popping up for you about the feeling that you're feeling inside? I just want to understand it.
Can you reinvent your question? Because I have no idea what you
said. Okay, so then if I was to let's say flip it, right? And I was a person that found myself comparing myself to other people. You know, the feeling that I would imagine that I would feel is a little insecure, maybe you feel judged. Maybe I would feel like I was protecting myself, a little competitive. What is it exactly you would feel?
I think the word that comes to mind is expectations. I feel that I'm put in a place where I'm expecting myself to live up to some kind of bullshit that I don't even know what it is, just to be in comparison to the other person's frame.
Expectations, like living up to expectation, that says a lot. That really, I mean, at least that clarifies things a lot for me. So how do you feel about that, living up to, having to live up to expectations?
I really don't want to do that. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, what I was hearing in your voice is that when you were explaining about other people's expectation, I was sensing some kind of like an anger or like some kind of an emotion coming from you. What is that all about? What's the emotion that you're feeling?
Well, the person is just talking to me. They're not expecting anything from me. It's me expecting something. This emotion stuff, I feel really uncomfortable with. I don't really want to go there.
Yeah.
I'm not angry or anything. No, that's not what's going on. Can you ask me another question?
Yeah, but I can understand. I actually feel like being just, it's sometimes it's like when we understand, but we're just self-aware, we can like work it out. And so I would say, here's my next question. What would your life look like if you didn't entertain those thoughts? Like you just said, I'm just going to throw that away. What would your life look like?
Well, you just answered my question for me.
No, but what would your life look like? What would change about your life if you were able to hear other people saying things, you know, their accomplishments and what their
expectations? I would just be happy for them.
Huh?
I would just be happy for them.
You would be happy for them. Well, what about for you? How would you feel?
I would be happy for them. That's how I would feel.
So that's how you would be able to not feel a expectation on yourself. You would be truly happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would. Do you think that you would still be comparing yourself?
No. If I come from the mindset of being happy for them, then I'm over it. We're done.
I see. I see. So moving forward, do you think that this is something that you would like to, maybe talk more on, or is it something that you?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm fine. We're
done.
Because
I think we're cutting into my time now. Let's reverse the roles
Okay, let's reverse the roles.
I would like to tell you what I learned from this conversation, if you're open to that.
Sure, I'd love that.
I enjoyed the coaching. I was a little resistant because it is very personal to me. But again, staging my awareness around, and we do this a lot in Law of Attraction, staging my awareness around not comparing myself. So I reframe that, as we do in Law of Attraction. I frame that as just looking as an observer. I observe what people do instead of taking it into my body so that my body is better able to have the confidence she deserves. So we do that in Law of Attraction, where you're observing, which is a lot of fun when you really pull away from what's going on instead of getting sucked in to the drama, to the emotion. And again, as coaches, we can coach that very differently, but in Law of Attraction, I know we use the observing tool and technique. So that's what I did. I was able to get out of that drama and observe it like I was looking at a movie. Okay, when I look at a movie, I can cry with the actors, I can enjoy the action, but then I turn it off. It's not me. So that was interesting. And before we go to the other role play, Miss Sharon, do you want to say what you observed from this conversation?
Yeah, I do. I know, this is like, it's always a challenge to role play a coaching call. So I hope everybody would forgive me for asking the questions, and it's a little bit of a challenge. But what I learned is that yes, I love that you got that out of it, and it's like it's really your experience. Or your story that you're bringing to the table. You're bringing to the role play. I love that observer thing, because it's true. When you pull yourself out of the situation, you're able to see clearer. And so that is a great thing.
Can Sharon tell everybody how they can contact you? We're pausing here for a minute.
At SharonTriki at gmail.com, and that's SharonSHRIQUI at gmail.com. And how about you, Steph?
BodyAwe.com. And of course, send your struggles or stories that you want us to talk about on our podcast at Law of Attraction Radio Network. Okay. Switch hats.
All right. Okay. So,
I really struggle with comparing myself to others.
Okay.
So my question to you is, Sharon, give me, and Sharon is really Jane. Okay. Jane, okay. Give me a story or a moment where this has happened to you.
Okay. Comparing myself, I think that in body image, it was a lot of comparing. I find myself comparing what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. And so I think that that's something that's automatic.
Can you give me a specific scenario?
Yeah, so like if I see somebody who's, let's say, thinner than me or, you know, more fit, I would probably feel like I would, you know, compare myself and say, oh man, you know, like I need to start to exercise again. I need to start to, eat better. So then I can see myself comparing myself to others that way.
So, as you compare yourself to another, what happens within you physically?
I think that the focus turns to the person, to the other person, and away from me. I think that it just, I feel like maybe relief to not think about myself and just say, oh, well, look at that person, or look at that person. I think sometimes if it happens to be that in my brain the other person is better than me, if I judge the other person to look better than me or to, you know, be you know, more fit or whatever it is, I might feel bad about myself, and so that's usually what happens.
So when you experiment with not comparing yourself, just imagine not doing that behavior or that thought process, how would it look?
If I didn't do it and I just was felt good about my own, in my own skin, I think I would be happy. I would be happy, and I would, you know, I'd be a happier person. I would be an easier person. You know, I would be less judgmental.
So how do you do that?
You know, since I, you know, since I was just recently judged, coached by, you know, I coached somebody and they tell me about pulling themselves away. I think that actually that would, pulling myself away from the situation is a great one. But I think that I would need to know my own attributes and be proud of myself for whatever physical attributes I have. I think that everybody can find something about themselves that they like, and if I was able to focus on just that, I might that might make me feel better.
Okay, let's play a game. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. You give me one attribute that you like about yourself, and I'll give you one attribute that I like about myself, and we'll go
okay.
back and forth.
Yes, yes, I love that.
Okay, you go first.
I like that I smile a lot. That's like, I feel like it, you know, it stretches out the skin in such a way that the wrinkles are definitely less, less noticeable.
No, we like wrinkles. That shows characteristics.
Oh, yeah. Well,
have you ever looked at a character in a movie and the ones that have the most lines are the most better actors? Because you see what's on their face. You see the emotion.
You're right. Definitely, okay. Definitely. That would be
smile. Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm the same way. The smile thing works for me.
Yeah, I feel like when we smile, it raises my vibration, and I think that it just makes people feel happy. You know, when you smile, I think that's the best. Best trait a person could have, the best weapon, the best strength is their smile.
Okay, so give me another one.
Okay, so I'll say, and my second best is my,
Don't think too much.
Don't think too much. My waist. Okay, I still have a waist. I think that's a big accomplishment after you know, a bunch of kids. I still maintain the waist.
Nice.
Yeah.
For me, it's really my sense of expression. You know, when I express myself physically, it lightens up everything, that whatever's going on.
Wow. That's great. I love that.
Your turn.
Okay, so I would say you know, you're talking about a physical attribute, right?
No,
physical
it could be anything.
Oh, okay. So I think it's my empathy. I think my empathy is my gift, is my gift to the world and to my own self, where, you know, sometimes empathy could like be a double-edged sword. My empathy today, because I'm able to use it to help people, to understand people, instead of use it, you know, at one point in my life, I used to like feel so profoundly for people that I would hurt myself. But today I'm able to use it better as I figured it out. And it helps, it makes my life better. And so I think that that's a great one that I have. I'm happy for that.
So, you know, as I'm listening to you and we're playing this game, I think things have shifted. There is no comparison anymore. You've seen your true attributes, that whether it's physical, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, you see what you have to offer to the world. And it's really quite stunning, Sharon.
Thank you.
And do you see that yourself? What do you see? Put it into your own words.
I do. I think that I think the things that we bring to the table are like our fingerprints. I think there's no two people alike, and there's no two people that can, I mean, we absolutely can never compare ourselves to another person, because we are our own fingerprint, you know, our own unique blend of everything, you know, our energy. And so definitely, I just that when I think about comparing, I think that it triggers like thoughts like, you know, being insecure or judging, feeling judged by the world, or wanting to protect myself, you know, wanting to be competitive because of all of the above, being insecure and judging, protective. And so this gives me information about myself, and it tells me where I have to work through. You know, and I want to thank you, because the truth is, when we have the opportunity to talk to somebody and, you know, we become aware of these things and we realize how much we need to work this out in our mind to come through the other side happy and feeling, you know, acceptable.
And Sharon, we had talked about this last time, where we're going to end with some quotes, or a quote each that we like. Do you have one handy, or do you want me to go first?
Yes. You go first, and then I'll go after you.
Okay. Be thankful. Wait, I have to read my writing. Be thankful for what you have, and you'll end up having more.
Nice.
If you focus on what you don't have, we know this in law of attraction big time, you will never, ever have enough.
Wow. That one I need written. Wow.
I'll be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. And if you focus on what you don't have, the don't word is a no-no in law of attraction. You will never have enough. You just won't.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay, your turn to end our call.
All right. Well, here's one. Better to fight for something than live for nothing.
Ooh. Say it one more time.
Better to fight for something than live for nothing.
Even if you get a bloody nose.
Even if you get a bloody nose, do it. Push yourself. You know, encourage yourself. Do whatever it needs to get done. But it's great to have something, you know, somewhere to strive for. And when we realize where our work lies, then we can strive for it. We'll fight for it. And we get there.
Okay. I will see you on the next wave.
Absolutely. This was so fun. Thank you.
Adios, amiga.
Adios.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence.
to contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.